April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. The Jalen Hurts day one official stats. Yes. He threw 11 passes. He was 7 of 11. As mentioned, he could have had one touchdown, but he didn't get it. He just doesn't get it. But no interception. So first pass of the day was his best pass of the day, the pass to Quez Watkins. You know, we kind of take for granted at this point how well he throws the ball. I remember last offseason, it was every every good throw really stood out. Or the days where he struggled, it was, I don't know if he can do this. Now he makes throws like he did to Quez, and it feels like it's absolutely nothing. And you talked about Nakobe, how Nakobe might not be a practice player. I don't really think Jalen is a great practice player. It's why I think he's been better in the joint practices than he is in general practices. Mm-hmm. But today, you can even just see the consistency in his improvement. Like, he was just a real casual 7 of 11, really nice pass to Quez, had a nice pass to Oz on the sideline, had a good throw to Goddard. He probably could have put a little more under it to get him open a little more, but Slay broke it up. Obviously, Slay's a great corner. He had a nice check down where he didn't force anything. As I mentioned, the throw to Quez down the sideline is one I thought he should hit in a game that would probably be a disappointing miss. But 7 of 11 overall, he targeted AJ three times. AJ caught two of them. He targeted Goddard three times. Goddard caught both of them. Quez three times. Quez caught one of them because I remember he slipped and then there was the one miss. So good day for Jalen overall. As I said, the thing that stands out is just the consistency that wasn't there last summer. I know it's only one practice, but that, you know, you can see he is like, this past year, he has completely transformed as a quarterback. And you see that even in these practices today.
All right. Before we get to breaking 2013,
my Mariota stuff. I don't know if you,
you didn't even hear me. I said,
okay, well, I didn't know if you were doing that. Sorry.
Yeah. You let me do my segue I said, before we get to crushing 2013 Elliott's dreams.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Was there anything else that stood out on offense before we move on to that?
Well, like I said, okay, well, so physically, first of all, I think the number zero does look good on the jersey. I was a little worried. It's not a great – the Eagles don't have great jersey font numbers, so I think that might have been a problem. But the zero does look good. You know who Rashad Penny reminds me in person? Mm. Remember Leonard Weaver, the fullback?
Sure.
He reminds me of him, just like physically the way he looks. Obviously, he's faster than Leonard Weaver was, but they're both big. Like, they're both considered – bigger.
Penny's a big running back, yeah.
And DeAndre is too. I think of DeAndre as almost like a little scat back. That's not what he is. He is bigger than Miles Sanders was. So neither of them were that involved. They both took second team reps. Swift did catch a pass. Sorry, Kingsley is joining the show.
Kingsley. Right,
dude, I swear. So we feed him at, I don't know, probably 5 or so. At literally, he's just at like 3:30 on, he is in my face about it. So right now he will not be accepting anything less. All right, Kingsley, I actually have to work now. But all right. So anyway, DeAndre Swift caught a pass from the second team offense from Mariota. But physically, they both look big. Neither of them really did much because they didn't get first team reps and there was no tackling. But they both looked bigger than I expected.
All right, let's get on to Mariota.
Dude, let me tell you, Mariota might suck. He might suck for real. But that dude runs like no quarterback I have seen. When I first started covering the team, Michael Vick was there, and obviously he moves. But when you take into account the size of Mariota compared to the size of Hurts and Vick, this dude, there was a thing today where he took off. They were running in between drills, and he just decided he was going to run. I've never seen Usain Bolt run, but I would imagine I would imagine it's somewhat similar. His size in the way he moves.
Did you not just say he's like Usain Bolt?
It's ridiculous. It's he's the fastest.
Like, he's not like Usain Bolt, though.
It is the fastest I have ever seen a quarterback run with my own two eyes, like on a practice field. It might it, like in a game, you know, like Justin Fields really fast, those guys. Marcus Mariota is an insane athlete, but he also had a horrendous interception. He dropped back, threw it literally. I'll give Christian Ellis credit. He did have to jump up for it, but it was a terrible throw, and he should not have done it. So he might be bad from the pocket. He had, I'm trying to think, he had one nice throw down the sideline to my ultimate training camp OTA crush. We'll talk about in a second. But Marcus Mariota is a, like, he is such an upgrade from Gardner Minshew as an athlete. He might suck as a quarterback, but just as an athlete, it was impressive watching him move around today.
All right, I'll take that. I wanted someone who could run as a backup quarterback, so at least he could
not be able to throw, but he can certainly move.
Love it. All right, what else you got? Give me your crush.
All right, let me tell you. I will go to my grave. Like, you know, hopefully 100 years from now, I'm laying on my deathbed, and they're like, Elliot, before we talk about serious things, you covered the Eagles. What was one of your biggest takeaways? What's something you were right about? Tyree Jackson could be a top five tight end in the NFL. If Tyree Jackson can ever stay healthy.
Dude, OTAs.
He might be the best athlete on the entire team besides Usain Bolt Mariota. Like, he was, I mean, there was a year, 2 years ago, where he led the team in training camp catches. This guy, if he could stay healthy, look, Dallas Goedert's unbelievable. And Dallas Goedert is a top, legit top five tight end in the entire league. Tyree Jackson, I think, can be as good as Goddard. Tyree Jackson
can he block? Do we have any idea if he can block?
Who cares about blocking? I don't know. But I'm saying, as a receiver, if he could ever stay healthy for a full calendar year, I think the Eagles could have a legit elite duo. Well, he'll leave eventually and start somewhere else. But I think this guy is going to be unbelievable. I'm so in on him. It's unfortunate he's had really bad injuries. I think it was a torn ACL and then also a back.
Broken back, problem. Yeah. Broken
so
back.
It is unfortunate. I hope he stays healthy. But just physically, when you watch this guy, like if you just came to practice and were dropped down and knew nothing about any of the players, if you watched a Tyree Jackson practice, I think you would come away and being like, oh, well, he's got to be one of the best players on the team, right? Like, that's just, like, physically, the way he moves, he has great hands. I really think he could be very good if he could ever stay healthy.
All right. I mean, look.
I'm, like, so in on
it. I can tell. I think you might have gone a little far with the top five tight end thing, but I appreciate it. I mean, you know, let him play well in a game first, and then we can say top five.
Yeah, well, that's the first step. But after that, I think he'll be good to go.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I have one Nick Sirianni thing before we get out of here.
Sure.
Are you ready? Do you have any other thoughts? Or,
I was opening up my final thoughts thing. So,
okay, well, really quick, did have a commenter ask about Sidney Brown, so I want to make sure I answer
that. Yeah, so do Sidney Brown, then Sirianni, then we'll do final thoughts.
Okay, and I guess if anyone in the comments has someone potentially we haven't talked about. But Sidney Brown was with the third team as the safeties. The starting safeties were Blankenship and Terrell Edmonds. And then after that, I think it was Kayvon and another safety whose name I can't remember. But Sidney Brown was not with the starters. So Sidney Brown, they did have him doing a lot of the two safety deep look. They were only doing 7-on-7, so he's not really going to go up into single man as much. He did do it on a snap or two, and he looked good doing it. He does look small for the position. Like he's not, I mean, they had like Blankenship and Edmonds are two bigger size safeties, but I think Sidney Brown is the best athlete of all of them on the field. So of all the safeties that they have. So not a ton to take away. The number 21 does look really good on him. I'm happy he got out of number 43, but he looks a little undersized, but his arms are huge. You can tell he definitely has a lot of muscle and he moves really well. So not a ton of takeaway in terms of making plays and whatnot, but he didn't look out of shape like as an athlete. I think he'll have the physical tools to do it. It's just about adjusting and getting him up to speed on the defensive side of the ball.
Love it. Love it. It sounds good. All right. What do you got on Nick?
Right, my Nick thing. So one thing you always say you like a lot about Nick, and I agree with it, is that he's a teacher and that he just loves to teach. So there was a moment in the practice today. I think it was Tanner McKee that threw the ball to a receiver who, frankly, I don't even know who he is. It must be some undrafted guy they signed. His last name, it was like Haloti Nada, but his first name is not.
Joseph Nagata.
Yes. Yeah. First of all,
I'm assuming it's Nagata. It's N-G-A-T-A.
Yes, it was Nagata. Yeah.
Very funny you say that. Just remember that name for a sec, but go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, he is a big guy and he's interesting. So who knows, you know, I don't think he's going to make the team, but maybe a practice squad guy, whatever. So Tanner McKee throws the ball. The guy like ran, he should have gone right. He went left and it's like an hour into practice. This is not AJ Brown. This is not Jalen Hurts. This isn't even Marcus Mariota and Britton Covey. This is a guy that is probably maybe even not going to make it to training camp. And Nick Sirianni is like in his face saying, you know, this is the way you do it. Da, 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 da. And I think it just shows that what makes Nick special as a coach is he just has a pure love of teaching football. I think he loves football and I think he loves teaching and he loves, you know, making everybody feel like family and all those things, blah, blah, blah. I think in like 15 years, when we're talking about what made Nick a great coach, I truly believe he loves to teach football because to do that in that moment to a player who you could let your receiver coach handle it, you could let your offensive coordinator handle it. This is a guy that will probably not play a significant role in the history of Nick Sirianni, but to be that passionate about it and to be that worked up about that, this guy needs to do something another way. If he's coaching those guys that way, imagine the attention to detail he is giving to guys that are playing every Sunday. So I just thought it was a really good indicator of what makes Nick a really good football coach.